8.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Near side attack, dugout back row by Bailey Mueller, and sent across there by Boudreaux. Returned into the net, but punched out of there by Cremosta. Minden with it. Short set right side. Tipped it across for the termination. Monica Pence.
Today, it's live coverage of the Kearney Catholic Triangular featuring Minden, Gibbon, and the host stars. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Here is the set. Starosic. Schultes tips it across. Picked up by James. Connor sets back. She finds Mestel again. It's tipped and a kill. Michaela Mestel with her seventh kill. The Stars are rolling. That is nine in a row.
Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor picked up career win 400 in the season opener and hopes her top-ranked Stars can add two more in the win column tonight against Gibbon and state-rated Minden. It's the Kearney Catholic Try coming up next, but first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School for the middle match of the Star Triangular. That means the two visiting teams, Gibbon and Minden, will be doing battle next as our first match tonight went to top-ranked Kearney Catholic, sweeping Gibbon 25-7 and 25-16. The anticipated match, of course, is coming up around 7 o'clock between top-ranked Kearney Catholic and 4th-ranked Minden. But Gibbon did look better against Kearney Catholic as the match moved on. We'll see if they can carry that over a little bit to the Minden Whippets, who will be trying to bounce back from their first loss of the season. That first weekend, they hosted a little six-team tournament that Grand Island Central Catholic's in. They beat them once, and they thought that maybe this was the year, and a lot of people think this is the year that they can go get Grand Island Central Catholic, but nobody's done it yet as Minden fell to the Crusaders in a tough match on Saturday. So can they emotionally bounce back here and take care of business against Gibbon and not look back or look ahead, I guess, as we should say, to Kearney Catholic? This would be their sandwich game here against Gibbon. Minden's 3-1. Gibbon is 1-2 after beating Adams Central the opening night of the season. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups for the Buffaloes and the Whippets right after this timeout.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here as we take a look at our starting lineups, brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points is proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Growth in deposits and loans of the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City, and they've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 13 is a 5'9 senior, Taylor Godverson. Number 7 is a 5'3 junior, Kate Baker. Number 3 is a 5'9 senior, Carissa Cranow. Number 10 is a 5'7 senior, Macy Milks. Number 4 is a 5'3 junior, Brianna Gilming. And number 5 is a 5'7 sophomore, Harley Brown. But all 8 players that were suited up played in the first match. The reserves are playing as well, so that's about as much as anybody has suited up. Head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Bob Godverson, assisted by Tara Beveridge and Kelly Cooksley, coming in at 1-2 with losses to Ravenna and Kearney Catholic and a win over Adams Central. For the Minden Whippets, number 10 is a 5'10 junior, Sydney Stadler. Number 4 is a 5'6 freshman, Allie Rouse. Number 11 is a 5'8 senior, Hallie Bauer. Number 8 is a 5-foot sophomore, Anisha Keen. Number 15 is a 5'8 junior, Elena Boudreau. And number 13 is a 5'9 sophomore, Carly Bauer. Neither team using a libero tonight. The head coach of the Men and Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Ratke, Chris Ostermeyer, and Lori Schlunz. They are 3-1 on the season with the only loss to top, or number 2, Grand Island Central Catholic. They are ranked 4th in the state of Nebraska, including in today's brand new NebraskaVolleyball.com top 10 rankings. And with the freshman Allie Rouse making it into the starting lineup tonight, that means that all three coaches tonight have their daughters in the starting lineup. Bob Godferson has Taylor, Ed Rouse has Allie, and Chris Connor has Shayla. So something you don't see every night, and that is the lineups here tonight. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Minden and Gibbon coming up next on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction, specializing in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics and to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the folks here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. Again, Casey Parr, Cindy Wells doing the refereeing tonight, and it will be Minden from left to right in the purple uniforms with white trim, and the home white-looking uniforms are given in the blue trim. They'll serve it away, moving from right to left. Taylor Godferson to serve it up here for the Gibbon Buffaloes as we're ready to get things underway here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon. And Godferson's serve is across the net, and here we go. Carly Bauer gets it around, set to the right side. The attack is going to be deep and out of bounds, but Gibbon was into the net and a point here for Minden to start things off this match. So Gibbon got what they wanted, an attack error from the Whippets and Sydney Stadler, but because of the in-the-net violation, it goes over to the Whippets, and they're going to sub in quickly. Chelsea Miller and Bailey Peterson come in, and it'll be Miller to the back row to serve, and Peterson, 5'11", the tallest player on this team, goes into the front row. Line drive serve, front middle goes to Godferson, set right side, and rolling it off the block of Peterson, it sets on the tape, comes back over to Gibbon, and so Cray now has to hit it over again. Rouse sets to the outside, the attack down and good by the Whippets and Hallie Bauer. So Minden with the first 2 points of the match. Bauer, the only senior starter, although Peterson's going to be in there a lot. Chelsea Miller to serve. Probably depends on who gets that first serve as well. Miller fires it down the left side, picked up by Gilmy, stays in the back row, passed over by Macy Milks. Rouse to set here on the slide, right side, comes near side attack with Bailey Peterson, and Gibbon picks it out. They'll pass it back across, just across the 10-foot line. Rouse sets to the outside, a little wide this time. Nice save on the left-handed tip by Bauer to keep it alive, and Gibbon cannot return. So good athleticism there by the senior Bauer, and that allows Minden to go up by a score of 3-0. Miller still at that service line. And the other senior, Chelsea Miller, rockets it down the middle, picked up there by Godferson. Stays in the back row, and Gilming has to pass it across. Here's Minden to the outside. Bauer again over the block. Godferson can't keep it in play and give another kill to Hallie Bauer. Three in a row here for her, and Minden leads it by a score of 4-0. This is what happened to Gibbon. They didn't fall behind right away to Kearney Catholic, but they gave up a lot of long runs, and then they were playing even, but they'd already dug themselves a hole. Serve across, and Minden will set to the middle. Gibbon will set to the middle, and Brown takes it across. Now the Whippets will tap it across, and is it on the line? Yes, it is for Bailey Peterson. She'll get the kill. It's 5-0 Minden. Miller just continues to serve the ball into play. And this one is slapped across. Godmerson trying to handle most of them. Here's the set by Kate Baker to the outside. Left-handed attack, Macy Milks to keep it out of the net. Short set, Minden. Standing spike down and good for Bailey Peterson. And again, Gibbons the shorter team. And so they've got to find a way to keep those digs up and put the ball away because they're getting blocked at the net like they were against Kearney Catholic, and they can't get up as high as Minden can on the swings. So Miller just keeps on firing away. It's 6-0. And Gibbon will send it to the outside, driving it across is Cheyenne Jordan. Set, Bauer. Bauer drives it down and good. And Hallie Bauer with her fourth kill should make it 7-0, and we'll take a timeout here as Gibbon takes one on the floor. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. We're Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Out of the given timeout, we're back to action, and Minden will go short set. Rouse will put it up for Bailey Peterson, who will terminate. And Minden's not missing here out of the gates. They lead it 8-0, all on the serve of Chelsea Miller. Gibbon got the first serve. Looked like they were going to get the first point on an attack error from Minden, but Gibbon was called in the net. And since that point, it is all Minden. Serve, they let it go, and it's just off the back line out of bounds. And so Gibbon will get on the board via the service error here from the Whippets. And back to serve it away will be Kate Baker. And Baker's serve floats across, picked up there by Carly Bauer. Rouse sets to the outside to Hallie Bauer, who comes near side and puts it away. Boy, Minden is putting it down here in the first set. And Allie Rouse will go back to serve it away. Freshman at 5'6". Looks like she is going to attempt a little bit more of a running serve and slaps that across. Given overpass, free ball, hammered home by Peterson. And it's 10-1 in favor of Minden. Rouse will go back and serve it away again. But before that, Gibbon's going to sub Melissa Baker back in. Baker started against Kearney Catholic. Gilming started here, but they rotate in for each other anyway, so probably doesn't really matter who gets the start there for Coach Godmerson. As the serve by Rouse, knuckleball goes deep middle, picked up there by Harley Brown and slapped across by Baker. Overpass, and it's going to be into the net on the Gibbon side. Just got over the net. They tried to punch it up, and it caught the tape and came right back down after him. And that makes it 11-1. Rouse with the serve. And this one's going to be handled by Melissa Baker. Good pass that time. Back to Melissa from Kate, the center. Take it across. Minden actually has to try and struggle to get it back. Bauer gets it over. One arm up that time by Godmerson. And Minden now again struggling to try and pass it back over. But they will with Chelsea Miller. And it's going to fall to the floor. Miller hit the tape when it went over. And it knocked it away from the back row defender. So every bounce right now going the way of Minden. Can Gibbon find a way to get things turned around here? As Rouse looks for four in a row. Just puts that right in the middle to Godmerson. Set into the middle. The attack is going to be blocked up front by Peterson on the swing by Jordan. Now a free ball at the net, trying to put it away on one swing. Gibbon can't get it down. And an attack error there on the Buffaloes. And back into the ball game, Macy Milks. So Minden's only had to serve twice so far in this opening game. And the only point Gibbon has scored was on a service error. Rouse moving it around, but Godmerson tracking it down. Set going to be made there by Kate Baker and taken across to the Whippets. Go middle attack, and they'll find the opening with Bailey Peterson. She and Hallie Bauer each have five kills here in the first set. So Rouse will track back and get after it again. We remind you, more high school football coming your way Friday, and congratulations to Minden off to a very solid 2-0 start, only giving up one score and scoring 75 points in wins over Fairbury and Gothenburg. And here's the attack. Gibbon gets it across. Gibbon coming off a win as well. Right side attack by Boudreaux. Dug out by the Buffaloes. Middle attack is going to be out of bounds, but was it tipped at the net? There was some attempt to block it, but they say it's deep from Cranow. And Minden picks up yet another point. So Rouse kind of moving around on that service line now, and this time it goes into the net. So back over to Gibbon, but it's 15-2, and Cranow will go back and serve it away here for the Buffaloes. Trying to find something that will get their side of the scoreboard moving. And the service across to Boudreaux, right on the line. Rouse sets outside. Here's the attack. Peterson, and it's down and good. Not a lot of long rallies here in this match. Saw Gibbon able to keep the ball alive a little bit more against Kearney Catholic, but right now Minden is getting it up, and they are elevating and hammering it down off those blocks. And back to serve it will be Hallie Bauer. So that'll move Boudreaux back into the front row. Bauer serve right down the middle. It's picked up there by Godverson. Outside attack driven across by Brown. Handled by Minden. They got to go back row, and they mishit it. And the error will give Gibbon their third point. That all got started off a good attack there by the Buffaloes, and Milks to go back and serve it away. That was Brown on that attack. Served by Milks. They let it go, and it's in. Ace serve. First ace serve of the entire night for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and it comes off the serve of Macy Milks. 16-4, opening game of our middle match tonight. Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 25-7, 25-16 in our first match. Serve across. They go to Peterson again, and Peterson, not to be denied, gets her seventh kill. Minden already with 12 kills here this match. And it's 17-4, and back in to serve it will be Bailey Peterson. As the Whippets comfortably ahead here in the opening set. This serve, though, is out of bounds. Maybe there's one thing, if it's not going perfect, Ed Rouse can tell his girls to get their serves in. Somewhat aggressive, but three of the five Gibbon points have come via the service error. And Gibbon to serve here, they're going to return the favor, as Melissa Baker is a little too aggressive on that one. And it is 18-5. Serving it away will be Elena Boudreaux. And Boudreaux, right in the middle, takes that half step, fires it over. Godverson with the dig, but it stays in the back row. And a free ball above the net for Rouse, and Rouse will go up and put it away. Allie Rouse, the center, knew what to do with that free ball and gets the kill to make it 19-5. And Boudreaux to serve, and Gibbon will sub back in with Brianna Gilming. And Boudreaux trying to get point number 20 here for Minden. And the serve, line drive, handled there by Milks. To the right side, the attack is going to be in the net by Brown. And point number 20 now for the Whippets. Subbing in now for Minden is going to be Sarah Ryan, a 5'10 junior. You're going to see some action here with the comfortable lead. Coach Rouse can go a little bit deeper on his bench. As we've said before, volleyball seems to be the toughest sport to substitute in because momentum can turn so quickly and the game moves so fast. You can put 6-7 points up without anybody realizing it. And here, Godverson is going to tip one down and get the kill for Gibbon. Kind of just found the middle of the floor there, and that's the first kill of this match for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Brown serves it across. From the outside, here comes Bauer. Carly takes it across, digging the back row. It's a nice one by Brown. Tipped at the net by Cranell. Blocked up there by Ryan and sent back across. It's now with the Whippets. They'll go to Ryan in the middle. Her swing is dug out there by Milks, but they cannot keep it alive. And the kill to the junior, Sarah Ryan. She's the fifth different Whippet to register a kill here in the opening game. And a side out for the Whippets. Back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. 21-6 Minden in the opening set. And Bauer, a little rush at the serve, fires it across there to Harley Brown, and passed over. Three ball here for the Whippets, set outside. Hallie Bauer back in the front row, terminates, and that will be her sixth kill. And it's 22-6 here, Whippets. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda with you from Cope Gymnasium here on this opening Tuesday of the 2011 season. Carly Bowers' serve tries to go to the opposite corner, but keeping it alive is Milks, and it'll be knocked across there by Cranow into the back row. Boudreaux backing up to make the play. They get it out to Bauer, and her attack is dug out there by Milks. Here is the set by Gilming, and it'll be tapped across there. Minden barely getting a hand on it off the attack by Cranow, and now Gibbon has to set it back across to the misplay. Give the point to Baker. Kate Baker will get the kill, and she found another opening there in the middle of that Minden defense. So the few points that Gibbon is getting right in the donut hole, right in the middle around that 10-foot line, finding the floor, and Taylor Godferson will serve it away. Faking the slide and going to the outside. Bauer's big swing hits the tape but does go across. Now Milks will slap it over for the Buffaloes. To Boudreaux, Rouse with the dump over, and it's out of bounds. Point for Gibbon. And Godferson will serve it away again. Only the second point on serve here of this game for the Buffaloes. 22-8, Minden with the lead. And the serve. Down the middle to Boudreaux. Rouse sets it for Ryan on the right side. Her attack goes in the net. Point Gibbon. And so, even though Kearney Catholic beat them 25-7 in the first game of the night, they scored 11 in a row. Here, Gibbon just couldn't get out of the gate. They were behind 15-1, and now they're playing a little bit better. But here, Minden answers on the outside attack by Hallie Bauer, her seventh kill, tied with Peterson for the most here in the opening game. 23-9, and back to serve Chelsea Miller. She got seven in a row to start this match and get Minden out to an 8-0 lead. Now needs two more to wrap up the first set, and the serve here just off the back line, out of bounds. That'll make it 23-10, and Gibbon will get another opportunity here with Kate Baker. So again, after falling way behind, Gibbon has played pretty even over the last 10 points. Middle attack though, quickly put away by Bailey Peterson. She's got her eighth kill, and now it is game point here for Minden, 24-10 in our opening set. And back to serve it away will be Allie Rouse. She got six in a row the last time she was there. And the freshman trying to put it away here in game number one. And Rouse's serve. Down the left sideline to Gilming. Pass in the middle. Baker has to set it across. Off the tip that time. It'll be to the outside. Bauer from the 10-foot line. Drives it over. Godverson with the dig. And they'll go back to Taylor in the back row. Her attack is going to be picked up there by Carly Bauer. Minden gets it to Halley from the 10-foot line. Overpass by Gibbon all the way into the back row. Run down that time by Miller. Set right side Boudreaux. There's nobody there. The attack is wide cross court and out of bounds. There was no block and just a little too much on the swing that time from Boudreaux. And so Gibbon will get to serve it again and keep the serve till this opening set is over. It's 24-11 Minden, and Carissa Cranow will serve it away. See if Gibbon can get another couple points here before the end of the set. Middle attack. Peterson drives it over. It's going to go into the rafters, and Gibbon is not going to be able to get it back, and that's the end of game number one, which Minden will claim 25-11 over the Gibbon Buffs. We'll give you the numbers from the opening set right after this on Classic Hits.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks downtown.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Let's take a look at the numbers now from the opening set here between Minden and Gibbon. For Gibbon, again, not a whole lot to report. Kate Baker had one kill. Macy Milks had an ace serve. Taylor Godverson, two service points and a kill. So two kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. For Minden, Allie Rouse, six service points and one kill. Chelsea Miller, seven service points and a kill. Bailey Peterson, nine kills. Hallie Bauer, seven kills. Carly Bauer, a service point. Sarah Ryan, a kill. And Elena Boudreaux, two service points. So Minden put away 19 kills, no ace blocks, and Noe serves. So most of their serves Gibbon handled, but just didn't pass it very well and usually gave Minden some easy opportunities to put it away once the ball came back over the net. Minden claims the opening set 25-11, and we'll be back with Game 2 after this timeout on Classic Hits.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Nathan Central, Kearney.
With our producer engineers, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium as our Kearney Catholic Triangular continues on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and Minden will serve it away to start game number two. And they'll come to the outside, and Bauer will go up and hammer it home. That is number eight for Halley, and Minden on the serve with Carly Bauer takes the 1-0 lead. To all the folks out there listening tonight, thanks for joining us, especially if you're at another volleyball match, and there's a ton of them going on around the area. Talk about that in a moment, but first an ace serve by Carly Bauer makes it 2-0. Trianglers tonight at Kennesaw, Overton, Franklin, Ravenna, and Ansley. Loup City and St. Paul over at Ravenna. You got St. Cecilia playing at Adams Central tonight. Grand Island's at home against Lincoln Southeast. Just among the many going on tonight, as the attack is going to be up front and blocked down by Minden. Ace block Sydney Standler on the attack from Carissa Cranow. And Minden out 3-0. They jumped out 8-0 in the first set. And Gibbons got to find a way to get that ball as the serve is across. Picked up there by Milks. Good pass that time. Godverson right side. Big swing. Blocked up front by Bauer, but dug out by the Buffaloes. And it'll be set across by Godverson. Dig by Carly Bauer. Slide right side Stadler. Her termination is going to find that corner for the kill. And that's the first kill of the evening for Sydney Stadler, the 5'10 junior, who could step up and put quite a few away if they get it to her. And Carly Bauer to serve again. Bauer, a lot more topspin on that. Stays in the back row. Can they pass it across? Well, they will punch it over from the back row with Brianna Gilming. Now Minden gets it to the outside. All they can do is set it over as the pass is off the mark. Gibbon goes Godverson. She takes it off the tape. It's going to be blocked again by Stadler. Stadler teams up front for her second block of this set, and it's 5-0 Minden. So just like they did in the opening game, Minden comes out and gets a lot of quick points in game number two. Strong serve, picked up in the back middle by Milk, set to the outside, and it'll be taken across by Cranow. Dig made by Boudreau, up to Bauer. Bauer drives it over. Godverson with a good dig on a powerful attack. Pass back over by Cranow, and nobody picks it up, and it's going to fall to the floor. Point for Gibbons. So they're on the board here in the second set, and Taylor Godverson will go back to serve it away now for the Buffaloes. And the serve. Backpedaling to pick it up is going to be Carly Bauer. Set to Halley on the outside. Got a good run at it and finds a wide open back middle for kill number 9 of the night. So the ball comes right back over to the Whippets, and Bailey Peterson will re-enter the ball game, and Keene will check out of the ball game for the Whippets. Back to serve it away, Sydney Stadler. And Stadler's serve. Soft one into the corner. Picked up by Gilming. Slide right side and Cranow into the net. Attack error makes it 7-1 in favor of Minden, and Coach Godverson is going to bring Melissa Baker back into the ball game as he continues to rotate his two subs in with just about everybody but the center, Kate Baker. And it's 7-1. Sydney Stadler to serve. Stadler floats it over. It stays in the back row, picked up by Baker and set across there by Cranow, but it is out of bounds. And it is 8-1, and a timeout will be taken here by Gibbon. Minden won the opening set 25-11. They lead the second set 8-1. And we'll be back with more, including our Minden-Kearney Catholic match at the conclusion of this one. Stay with us on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
As we come back to action, we had a service there from Minden to end the run out of the given timeout. But then Bailey Peterson has just put one down to make it 9-2 and get the ball right back over to the Whippets. And Allie Rouse to serve it away here in game number two. And it'll be set by Milk. Get it on the outside. 10-foot line to Brianna Gilming. Drives it over. Picked up by Minden. Hallie Bauer comes right down the near sideline and puts another one away. Bauer and Peterson have just been unstoppable. They have combined for 20 kills already. The team, according to my numbers, has 24, and it's 10-2. Don't forget at the conclusion of this match and all our matches, the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats. As Gibbon will slap it across here with Cranow. Minden slide right side. The attack is going to be too strong for Boudreaux, and out of bounds. Point here for Gibbon. Kearney Catholic swept Gibbon in the opening match, and Minden won the opening set here 25-11 as Brown re-enters the front row here for Gibbon, and back to serve it away will be Carissa Cranow. Cranow just got it over the top of the net, picked up there by Minden. They'll tap it over. Nice save there by Baker, set to the middle. The attack is going to be off the block and down and good for Harley Brown. Brown's first kill here of the second match. And a point on serve for Cranow. Makes it 10-4. See if Gibbon can get a couple in a row. Floats this one fairly deep, but handled by Carly Bauer. Good pass to Rouse, middle attack. And Peterson drives it off the block, down and good. That was about as good a block as you could get without having it right back at Peterson. It just sat there and then dropped down. So 11-4. And to serve it away will be Hallie Bauer. And it's going to be returned into the net for an ace serve. So the first service point of this match for Bauer is going to be via the ace, and it's 12-4. Back into the ball game, Cheyenne Jordan. Again, Friday night football here on Classic Hits, Grand Island at Kearney on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic will host North Platte St. Pat on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Blue Hill will be at St. Cecilia. Nice attack on the outside by Brown, but Minden's there again. They save it. They tip it over. They get the kill with Bauer. Carly Bauer will get her first kill off the tip, and it was ricocheted out of bounds, making it 13-4. And Hallie Bauer now to serve it away again. So the Bauer sisters doing okay. As the serve comes across, Gibbon gets it to the outside. The attack off the back line by Brown, and it's now 14-4 in favor of Minden. Pulling away here in game number two. And trying to get a little bit more here is Bauer staying fundamentally sound here in the opening week of the season. Returned out of the back row by the Buffaloes. Rouse sets it for Minden. Boudreaux, big swing. And in the net, going to be called on Gibbon. Ball was dug out, but Gibbon was in the net. 15-4. And Bauer now looking for five in a row from that service line. Fires it across to Godberson. Passed back into the back row, and a standing spike by Jordan is not going to make it over the net. And a couple easy points there for Minden. Bauer fires away again. This time, Jordan with a good pass. Set Baker. Godberson to the back row, though, just rolls it over. Overpass by Minden, and out of bounds it goes. So Godberson is going to get credit for the kill. And it is 16-5. Back over to the Buffaloes. And ready to serve it away is going to be Macy Milks. Milks fires it down the middle. Handled there by Chelsea Miller. Outside attack and a huge swing by Carly Bauer. Bauer with a huge kill. And the sophomore showing that she's got plenty of power, too, and makes it 17-5 as Carissa Cranow re-enters for Gibbon. And back to serve it away for Minden will be Bailey Peterson. So Peterson with the serve, fires it down the middle. It stays in the back row to Milks and set across from the 10-foot line by Godberson. Rouse sets for Minden. Right side, Boudreau, another big swing on the near side, puts it down and gets her first kill of the match, making it 18-5. Eight different players with a kill here so far in this match for the Minden Whippets. And Bailey Peterson also picked up her first point on serve there. Good top spin serve, tough to handle, but Baker does. Now Godberson fires it across, and Taylor will get her third kill. Godberson gets the ball back here for Gibbon, and funny thing there was, that was about as tough a serve as we've seen in a while, and Gibbon found a way to get a good swing on it. And Brianna Gilming will now come in and serve. Keen back into the back row defensively for Minden. And a serve across to Bauer. Set to the middle. Standing spike across by Sydney Stadler. Gibbon blocks it, but it stays on their side, and they have to set it over. Minden will get it to the outside. Bauer tips it over the double block. Gibbon saves. Go to the outside. Godberson over the double block. Down and good. Taylor Godberson with back-to-back kills and back-to-back points here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They found a way against Kearney Catholic to make a couple of runs. They made a couple of runs in that first set against Minden after being way down, and now an overpass by Minden, and it's going to be tipped down by Gibbons' Harley Brown. So a couple of errors and a couple of good swings, and Gibbon finds themselves with three in a row, 18-8. Line drive, serve. Somehow they got it to Rouse. Boudreau with a big swing, but it's out of bounds. Back-to-back errors by the Minden Whippets, 18-9. And again, it's not because either team has changed personnel. Each only have eight or nine girls suited up tonight because of the JV play that's also going on. But right now, the Whippets are going to get it to the outside. Carly Bauer on the attack will finish, and that'll get the ball back over to Minden after Gibbon scored four in a row. It's 19-9, Minden, after winning the opening game 25-11. So 6 points away from the match here for the Whippets, and Boudreau back to serve it away for Coach Ed Rouse. And Boudreau clipped the net. It came across. Gilming plays it. And then it's overpass. Free ball above the net and an easy put away for Carly Bauer, who has all four of her kills in this game. And into the ball game, Sarah Ryan now. And a timeout going to be taken by Gibbon. 20-9, Minden in the second set. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10, and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
To play as Godberson on the attack, dug out and quickly over to Ryan, and Sarah's going to get the kill here for Minden out of the Gibbon timeout. Another point on serve for Boudreau. It's now 21-9 as Minden trying to finish things off here and get ready for Kearney Catholic in a battle of top five teams in our final match of the triangular. And we've got a double hit on the set attempt here for Gibbon. Haven't had very many technical violations like that, lifts or double hits. But there's one there, and it's 22-9. 3 points away from the match here for the Whippets. And Boudreau to serve again. This one a lot softer serve, and trying to pick it up off the floor. They do. Good dig by Brianna Gilming. And it's going to be set to the outside. Here's Bauer. Carly, big swing. Dug out by Godberson. Stays in the middle of the floor. Taylor with a 10-footer will fire it back across to Hallie Bauer in the back row. Ryan in the middle. Her attack is deep. Point Gibbon. So a good rally that time. A couple of good defensive plays by the Buffaloes, and that will allow Harley Brown to go back and serve it away here for Gibbon. Trying to get more points here in Game 2 than they did in Game 1, but it's mishit on the serve. And that'll be the first service error of this game and only the second of the match for Gibbon. Back into the ball game, Melissa Baker. Back to serve for Minden, Carly Bauer at 23-10. And as everybody gets set after the substitutions, Bauer with a running serve gets it across. Picked up there by Milks. Bumped across by Godverson. Minden free ball. Rouse slide to Ryan. Tips it across. Down and good. And it is match point now for the Minden Whippets at 24-10. Or did we get a violation? No, we got a violation. We got in the net called on Minden. So a point for Gibbon, matching the number of points they had the first game at 11. And Taylor Godverson now to serve it away. Minden goes to the outside. Halle Bauer, huge swing. Godverson digs, and it's tipped across and in the net again on Minden. Thought that was going to be a free ball, but Godverson got up and redirected it. Or not Godverson, excuse me. It was a redirected at the net there to make it 23-12. Now Taylor to serve. And she's going to get an ace serve. Godverson had an ace in the first match. She's got an ace here, 23-13. So just when Minden thought this was going to be a cruise, here comes Gibbon again. Another tough serve, but this one too strong and out of bounds. And now it'll be match point for Minden. And back to serve it away is going to be Ryan, and into the front row, Bailey Peterson. Match point here, Minden, 24-13. After winning the opening set 25-11, Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so stay with us as Ryan serves it away. Good strong serve down the middle, picked up there by Baker, taken across, but out of bounds, and Cranow couldn't find inside the antenna. Out of bounds it goes, and that is the end of the match, as Minden will win it 25-11, 25-13. They improved to 4-1 on the season. And for the Minden Whippets, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, they'll fall to 1-3. We'll be back with all the numbers in a minute. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Have you heard the news? The Gibbon American Legion is now serving a full Legion breakfast and lunch menu 7 days a week. Everyone's invited to enjoy the great food at the Legion. You don't need to be a member. And the Gibbon American Legion would like to invite everyone in to watch the Husker games too, with food and drink specials available during the game. Stop in and say happy 90th anniversary. That's right, the Gibbon American Legion is celebrating 90 years this month. Thanks for all your business and support.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. Whether it's volleyball, football, softball, they've got everything you need for the upcoming fall sports season. First of all, let's take a look at the numbers of the second set for Gibbon. Carissa Cranow had a service point and a kill. Brianna Gilming, 3 service points. Harley Brown, 2 kills. Taylor Godverson, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, and 3 kills. Gibbon had 6 kills, no ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. For Minden in the second set, Allie Rouse had 1 service point. Bailey Peterson had a service point and 2 kills. Sydney Stadler, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, and a kill. Halle Bauer, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Carly Bauer, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Sarah Ryan, a service point, 2 kills. And Elena Boudreau, 2 service points, 1 kill. I had Minden with 13 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as Minden won the second set 25-13 to win the match in straight sets. We'll give you the cumulative numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers I had for this first or the second match tonight at the Kearney Catholic Triangular. For Given, Carissa Cranow, a service point and a kill. Brianna Gilming, 3 service points. Harley Brown, 2 kills. Kate Baker, a kill. Macy Milks, an ace serve. Taylor Godfrey, 4 service points. 1 was an ace and 4 kills. 8 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for the Given Buffaloes, who fall to 1-3 on the season. Up next for Given, they come back to Kearney Catholic for the Star Invitational on Saturday. And their opening round match will be at 10 a.m. when they take on Hastings St. Cecilia. Then they'll face either Ord or Heartland in the second round. On the bottom half of the bracket, Kearney Catholic plays Sutton and Concordia plays Ravenna. Those games are at 11:15. For the Minden Whippets, Allie Rouse had 7 service points. That tied for the team high. She had 1 kill. Chelsea Miller also had 7 service points and 1 kill. Bailey Peterson, 1 service point and a match high, 11 kills. Sydney Stadler, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks and a kill. Hallie Bauer, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, 10 kills. Carly Bauer, 6 service points, 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Sarah Ryan, a service point, 3 kills. Elena Boudreaux, 4 service points and 1 kill. I had Minden with 32 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as the Whippets improved to 4-1 on the season with a 25-11, 25-13 win over Given. Minden and Kearney Catholic, the number 1 and 4 teams in the state in Class C1, will be doing battle here in just about 20 minutes at around 7:10. Then after that, Minden will play in the Southwest Conference Invitational. You can call it tournament, you can call it invitational, but that is coming up this weekend in Cozad on Saturday. They'll be headed there, and they're not back home for a while until, when is Minden back home? All the way on the 27th when they play Holdridge is their next home action. They're not home much at all this year. All their triangulars are on the road this year. They'll be going outside of this one here at Kearney Catholic. They go to Axtell, Shelton, Ogallala, Southern Valley for action this season. And, of course, we're always over at that four-team tournament with Shelton, Wood River, Minden, and Ravenna. That comes up on the 4th of October. We'll take a break, wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center has everything you need, whether you're rooting for the Stars, the Bearcats, the Huskers, the Loafers, or maybe your favorite NFL or Major League Baseball team. Come in and check out the great line of sporting goods they have for you. Adding more new ownership this year, but the same great managers that you have come to know and respect for a number of years. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, it's Misco Sports. Kearney Catholic beat Given 25-7, 25-16. Minden beat Given 25-11, 25-13. Now the featured match of the night. Number 1 Kearney Catholic, number 4 Minden. They've put on some battles over the years and over the summer. And can Minden get the upset here tonight? We'll find out in about 20 minutes. We'll talk to you in about 15. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.